This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Greece will be hosting its least welcome visitors in Athens this week. Once again, the debt inspectors will be in town. Officials from the European Union and the International Monetary Fund will check out the government's books to see whether the Greeks are complying with the terms of their second bailout. Word is, the inspectors will pile on the pressure and make the terms of that bailout even tougher. From the Marketplace European desk, Stephen Beard reports.
This could be the last straw. The EU and the IMF are reported to be pressing Greece to further reform its labour laws and permit a six-day working week. In Athens, commentator John Serapalis says, in a country with more than 20% unemployed, that demand will be widely seen as insulting.
That may produce a severe political backlash, and the streets of Athens could become quite violent and ugly again very quickly.
And he says if these tougher terms are on the table, they will add to the sense in Greece that the country really isn't wanted in the Eurozone.
People no longer consider that Greece's being thrown out of the euro is out of the question. I think it is now considered to be a political and economic and legal possibility.
In London's financial centre, in some quarters, a Greek exit or Grexit is considered a probability. Louise Cooper is a market analyst with the money brokers BCG.
The big question is, how quickly will the IMF and the European Union cut Greece loose?
But she admits the consequences of Grexit are unpredictable. It could lead to the unravelling of the euro. For that reason, Professor Nairu Woods, an Oxford University economist, doesn't believe it's going to happen.
Nobody can afford this to come to a head. The costs will be enormous for everyone in the European Union.
So she thinks the can will again be kicked further down the road. But after 2.5 years of crisis, can the can take another kicking? In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.